All right, so this video that we're about to watch is about the benefits that will accrue to a man if he can learn to see things through the eyes of a woman.
If a man expressed a romantic preference for a submissive woman, does that make him sexist or misogynistic, do you think?
No. I actually think that it's a personal preference. So as much as ladies get to have their preference and partners, so do guys.
Human beings are social animals. We evolved in small tribes and communities. We learn primarily from each other. It's how we understand the world around us and begin to navigate it with any kind of confidence. The most interesting thing to a baby is a human face. We are biologically hardwired to pay attention to other humans. Now, it is impossible to say with any degree of certainty how much of our own thoughts, feelings, opinions, beliefs are independent creations, autonomously derived from our own deduction process, and how much is just adopted through osmosis by the people around us. If I had to guess, I would say that people probably vastly overestimate their own autonomy, and that they're far more susceptible to social influence than they would like to believe. What I mean is that while people believe that they are these independent, autonomous, sovereign beings, and that they are responsible fundamentally for their own worldview, actually, that worldview has largely just seeped into them from the people in their immediate surroundings. You've probably noticed how Catholic parents tend to raise Catholic children, or how when somebody goes away to, say, a highly progressive liberal arts college, within 6 months, she's walking and talking and thinking like all of her friends. I suspect that a lot of our personality is not actually consciously chosen, but it's adopted unconsciously as a sort of survival mechanism. It's a social camouflage designed to help us fit in. We think we have these solid reasons why we've adopted a particular worldview, but in all likelihood, for the majority of the population, that's actually just a backwards rationalization and has nothing to do with the real reason. Now, I am not a fatalist. You are not doomed to do this. As you work on yourself to become a high-quality man, you increase your self-awareness, you increase your intelligence and your wisdom, and you can start to more consciously choose which beliefs to adopt and which to reject. You become less susceptible to social influence. So as a high-quality man, you become more independent, you become more autonomous. But that doesn't mean that you have to shut yourself off completely from social interactions. The idea of shaving your head and taking the vows of a monk and sitting in a cave and just sitting there with nothing but your own mind to keep you entertained, that might appeal to a very small, select group of individuals, but fundamentally it's not natural, because we are biologically hardwired to interact with other humans. We are social animals. But the point that I want to make is that this tendency that humans have to unconsciously adopt the values and the belief systems of the people around us is only going to be detrimental if it's happening unconsciously. Once you become aware of this, then you're actually in a position to consciously use this human tendency to your advantage, to use it to benefit your life. And nowhere is this more true than in the world of dating and relationships. One of the worst things about dating a low-quality woman, the list is so massive, but one of the absolute worst is that you are exposed to her horrible way of seeing the world. That constant exposure is toxic. The low-quality woman is petty, she's insecure, she's always complaining, she sees negativity in everything. She's always the victim, you're always the bully. She's always putting you down, she's always insulting you, criticizing you. She believes that she's entitled to all of the good things in life, but that she shouldn't have to work for it. Now that sounds ridiculous, obviously she's nuts, but don't get too cocky, because lots of guys have fallen for low quality women. Yes, she has an odious personality, but what are you going to do if she's physically gorgeous? What if she spends 6 months buttering you up before revealing her true personality, at which point you're already committed, you're already in a relationship with her? Lots of smart guys still end up with low quality women because it can be a long time before she really reveals just how dark her personality is. Now, as I mentioned, spending time with a low quality woman is dangerous for a large number of reasons, but in this video, I'm just going to talk about one of them, one of the primary dangers of dating one of these low quality girls, and that is her ability to infect your worldview with her own negativity. Do not delude yourself into believing that you can listen to constant complaining, constant criticism, and somehow be immune from the effects. You might think that you're wearing some bulletproof vest and you're completely immune from all of that negativity, but her worldview are not bullets. They're not weapons, like honest fighting weapons coming at you, they're more like a noxious gas, and it just seeps into your cellular biology and starts to destroy you from the inside. Before you even realize what's happening, she has begun to shape your worldview. Maybe you start to believe all of the horrible things that she says about you, and guess what? Now your self-esteem plummets. Or maybe it's not that extreme, but you just adopt her hateful way of viewing the world, and you lose all of your optimism and energy. I know that I'm speaking strongly here, but I really want to drive home this message that you cannot afford to be cocky. You cannot afford to be foolhardy and overconfident, not when it comes to this. You have deeply rooted evolutionary mechanisms that are telling you, constantly instructing you to socially mold yourself to the people around you. It is a survival mechanism that is inside your body. It wants you to fit in. It wants you to socially get along with the group. And to be honest, it's not really sophisticated enough to always be able to tell whether the people that you're fitting in with are a positive influence in the long term or a negative influence. It just wants you to conform. What I'm saying is that you cannot rely solely on your instincts to guide you towards the good people and to avoid the negative people. That's up to your rational, conscious mind to make those decisions. But now, you see, this is where this instinct for social conformity can begin to be used for your favor. You can put it to good use. You know that bizarre mechanism where women start to menstruate on the same cycle? I think that's true. Is that true? You know what I'm talking about. Or that other thing where the pendulum clocks, you put a bunch of pendulum clocks in the same room and eventually all the pendulums start to swing together. The same can happen for you. If you spend time with positive, uplifting, inspiring people, high quality men and high quality women, it will seep into you, and gradually through osmosis, you will become a high quality person yourself. I'm not saying it happens automatically or that it takes no effort from you, but do not underestimate the influence that your close circle of friends and who you're dating has on you. Now, obviously, you don't want to blindly adopt the worldview of the woman that you're dating. That's not going to work. As a high quality man, you should be striving for independence. You should be looking to create your own worldview. But in the process of doing that, there will be times where you get completely and utterly bored of your own company. You'll be sick of always existing inside your own mind. It's nice to take a vacation, to go on holiday and get away from yourself. That's why people read books. It's why we listen to music. It's why we watch TV shows. We like to be entertained by the creative thoughts of other people. And I would argue that the best place to escape, if you want a really nice holiday, the place you should go is inside the mind of a high quality woman. You should start to see the world, if just temporarily, through her eyes. This is a process that most of us do automatically. We don't even realize that it's happening. Think of it this way. When you're catching up with friends, do you talk 100% of the time? Like, is the conversation just your thoughts? Or do you spend at least half of the time listening, asking questions, and hearing his answers? Imagine one of your best friends has just adopted a new hobby, and he's really excited, he's really passionate, and he's telling you all about that. Now, it might not be a hobby that you're personally interested in, or that you have any experience in, but it's a really pleasant conversation nonetheless, because you just get swept up in his enthusiasm and his optimism. You keep asking him more and more questions, not because you're mechanically trying to extract information from him. It's just for the pure enjoyment of getting swept away into another person's world, of seeing things through the eyes of another person, if just for a little bit. The same thing happens when you're in a relationship with a high quality woman. What makes it so fantastic to take a holiday in her worldview, to see things through her eyes for a little while, is she has a feminine way of seeing things. Now, as a man, you're not interested in adopting her worldview. That's not going to work, but it's a really pleasant place to take a vacation. Imagine it's the weekend and you've spent your days on some technical task. It's highly analytical. There's lots of problem solving. That's really enjoyable for you. Your male brain likes the challenge, but at some point it's exhausting and you want to take a break. You go and hang out with your girlfriend, and she's not problem solving or anything like that. She's knitting or quilting or painting or something. She's not creating something for some practical purpose. She just wants to make an object of beauty. You listen to her talk about her task, and she's so excited by the techniques that she's using, the way the colors intermingle with each other, what she's going to do with it when it's done, how she's going to improve the aesthetics of your house. Now, these are not things that are going to be at the top of your list of priorities because you're a man, but it's pleasant to watch a feminine woman be feminine. It's refreshing to see the world through her eyes, to give yourself a little holiday, a little escape from yourself. It's reassuring to know that there's another person out there with a different way of seeing things, with different priorities, a completely different worldview, but that they're still happy. It helps you remember that this world is a big place. It's much bigger than just you and your mind. Imagine going for a walk with your girlfriend in the park, and she stops and looks at a flower, and she's just delighting in its beauty. Or she wants to go and look at the ducks in the lake. Now, with your masculine, purpose-driven mind, maybe these are details that you would have overlooked. You wouldn't have taken notice of them. And perhaps you can't find the kind of joy that she can. But still, it's nice to see things through her eyes. That's the gift that she's giving you. That pure, childlike, feminine joy in beauty is something that you can experience through her. It's incredibly refreshing. It's a really nice feeling. You're a high quality guy and she's a high quality girl, and you see things very differently, but that's not a problem. That's kind of what makes the relationship beautiful and worthwhile. Men and women are not the same, not at all. Men are better at some things and women are better at other things, but they're not in competition. They're complementary. In a healthy, functional relationship, both the man and the woman are on the same team. They don't compete, they cooperate. It's not like this is a one-way exchange. Both people benefit from this. She enjoys seeing the world through your masculine lens, just like you get to enjoy seeing the world through her feminine lens. Again, it's not that you're adopting this worldview, it's just a holiday. This is how you use environmental influences in a way that benefits you. So remember, who you spend time with will affect you. You need to pay close attention to the social influences in your environment. Your biology wants you to conform, so you need to be extremely careful who you spend your time with. It doesn't matter if she's physically beautiful. It really doesn't. If she's a low quality woman, the danger is not going to be worth it. What you need to do is find a sweet, loving, kind, friendly, high quality woman. You need to get her to be your girlfriend. That way, when you need a break from yourself, you can take a holiday in her eyes. You can see things the way that she sees them. Because if she's a high quality woman, then the way that she sees the world is beautiful. So, thoughts?
I want to be more than just a holiday for a man. Like, in my mind, I'm both yin and yang. I don't want to feel refined to the area of yin. And also, I don't want a man who's just yang. Like, for me, he's got to be a whole system. He's got to be a man who also has a good balance of yin. I don't want to be his yin.
It's ironic in like, because I speak so much about how men are like sort of black and white, but I feel like here I've got to caution you against like, don't take the fact that I'm underlying these larger principles as though it's like, it's got to be completely prescriptive this way. I'm talking about trends, you know, generally. It's obviously quite nuanced. What did you think, Summer?
Well, I think it's, yes, absolutely. And I couldn't agree more that having somebody who's low quality, as you've coined that term, it will take you down. And it's not easy to first off recognize a low quality person in your life, and then quite possibly, like you said, you've already invested time sometimes in that low quality person, so it's not as easy.